and will only increase the tensions over an indefinite period.
Kissinger was interviewed by a bright young Czech reporter. His name was Jiří Dienstbier, and at the time neither of them could have had an inkling that one day their lives would follow a similar path. In the 1970s, Henry Kissinger served in two US administrations as Secretary of State. Just over a decade later, Jiří Dienstbier was to become Czechoslovakia's first post-communist foreign minister, having spent many years as a dissident after the Soviet-led invasion of his country in 1968. But for now, let's go back to 1964, and to Dienstbier asking Kissinger about a view expressed in his book, The Necessity for Choice.
You wrote that absolute security for one country means insecurity for all others. In this slide, how do you see the future possibility of nuclear disarmament?
In a society of states of about equal strength, if one country wants to be absolutely secure, it can do so only by neutralizing all others. That is the only way you can be sure, absolutely sure. Therefore, I think every country has to accept a measure of relative security. Now, relative security means that you have to run some risks. And this seems to me perfectly consistent with nuclear disarmament. You have to balance the risks of disarmament against the risks of continued armament. And I think most of us would feel that a measure of disarmament is more desirable than an indefinite continuation of the arms race.
You can check out this week's archives and indeed any of our other features on radio.cz. Now, in this week's panorama, an event that has deep roots in the past. The first of some 4,500 remains of German soldiers and several hundred civilians who died on Czech territory during the Second World War were buried in the West Bohemian town of Cheb last week. The local cemetery will thus become the last of several German military burial grounds in the Czech Republic. For some, this is a sign of true reconciliation, but others feel that the soldiers who once invaded Czechoslovakia on Hitler's command should not be buried in Czech soil. Jan Richter attended the ceremony and brought back this report.
Gestern, vor 90 Jahren, endete der Erste Weltkrieg.
The large and somewhat derelict cemetery in the town of Cheb in the westernmost tip of the Czech Republic became last Wednesday the final resting place for 450 unknown German soldiers killed on Czech territory during the Second World War. Their remains in small coffin-shaped boxes were laid in graves not far from the large tombstones of the town's German-speaking inhabitants, whose families were expelled to Germany after the end of the war. These were the first of some 4,500 soldiers of Nazi Wehrmacht, who together with several hundred German civilians will be buried in the Cheb cemetery. The German ambassador to the Czech Republic, Helmut Elfenkamp,